You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. People are enthused about what's happening in the central business districts in Detroit. New pedestrian areas in downtown, old buildings being rehabbed, new art installations, new restaurants, boutiques, and other retail opening up and down Woodward and Cass and beyond. Everyone's hopeful that eventually, someday, some of that development will spill over into the neighborhoods. Some leading design people say you're missing something. The work in the neighborhoods is now. It has to be now. Olga S. Stella is the executive director of the Detroit Creative Corridor Center, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why are designers saying now is the time to look at neighborhoods?
Because designers have been working in these neighborhoods already, and they can see the potential and what that opportunity looks like.
Are we just out of room in Detroit's business districts?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think this is a question around inclusive growth. And, you know, what kind of city are we all trying to build together? We need to have a city that works for all of its people. And you can't do that if progress happens only in one part. And I think, honestly, everyone agrees with that, the people who are working downtown and the people who work in neighborhoods.
There's always this concern that things will be imposed upon neighborhoods, and that has happened. How involved should the residents of the neighborhood be in projects built or exhibited in their neighborhoods?
They should absolutely be involved, not just in commenting or providing feedback, but really in helping to develop the projects. Because what we find, when we look at other cities and we look at successful projects in Detroit and other places, the very best projects respond to the needs of the community. They're driven by the needs of the community, and they're designed in a way that answers those needs. And you can only do that if you have residents involved in the process of ideating, testing, and building.
Take me to the ground. What does that look like? What do you do to get that?
A lot of that is about community engagement, but community engagement isn't about feedback sessions. It's really about long-term relationships between the people doing projects and residents.
So you're talking about having meetings and not saying, here's what we're thinking about, but you're saying, here's a concept that we have. What do you think the neighborhood or what should the neighborhood bring to it? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so that's one way of looking at it. I think another way of looking at it is saying, we all want to live in a better neighborhood. You know, we're all committed to doing something. Let's really listen deeply to what the issues and opportunities are in this neighborhood. Let's look around and see, you know, what we're working with, and then let's work together to determine what those solutions are, as opposed to having solutions brought in from the outside. There's a great example today, the St. Rita housing project, I think they're breaking ground on today. It's an abandoned building in the North End. It's being rehabbed for transitional housing, for supportive housing for formerly homeless people. You can really see the need in the community, the greater social impact that the project will have, but also just the way that that project will interface with its neighbors.
You're about to wrap up the Detroit Design Festival. What did that reveal about Detroit's future and what it might look like or feel like?
Well, I think, I mean, a lot of what we've been talking about has been about a vision for inclusive growth and the role that we all have in shaping that and working together, ultimately about collaboration, really respecting and appreciating the diverse experiences that we all bring and being intentional about making those experiences and those opportunities accessible to people in the city. That's, I've been so gratified by looking at the lineup that we were able to put together for the festival and just the diversity of the events. You know, we have events taking place all over the city, from Brightmoor to the east side on Mack Avenue at Fisher, from Livernois to downtown. And when you go to these workshops or these exhibitions, these celebrations in many cases, you're seeing people from all walks of life in Detroit who are really invested in making their city a better place. And the interventions, you know, the types of things that we're talking about, these are not luxury, high-end interventions necessarily. A lot of times they're things that people are building with their own hands that are coming, you know, out of these ideas that are really born in the community. Designers can help give form to, can bring to life using the skills of design, the tools of design. And I think that's what's really exciting, is this really seeing that the solutions for Detroit's future are here within us, amongst us, as a community, whether it's in industry or in, you know, residents or in the academic institutions. And really working together, we can bring those to life.
You know, design is a pretty broad term, and you've given us a couple of examples of structures and so forth, but I mean, are there limits? Design of what?
When we think about design, we do think of it very broadly, you know, both in terms of the built environment and the design of cities, but also in the design of systems. So transportation is a huge problem and opportunity here in the city. You know, what is a transit system that really works for people, for residents and for visitors look like? You know, how do you interface with that transit system? How do you access it? Each one of those questions are, you know, design questions. It can be both the physical object, you know, the bus shelter, but it can also be the app that you use to figure out if the bus is coming. You know, to us, it has to be all of those things because, you know, otherwise we're really limiting ourselves and limiting the potential.
When a city, any city for that matter, is recovering from abandonment or a natural disaster, what are the mistakes to be avoided in design of that recovery and rebuilding?
Not including the people who will ultimately be the users, right, of the city. I mean, people have to be at the center of these solutions or the solutions don't work. Detroit is the only U.S. city to be named a UNESCO City of Design. We've spent quite a bit of time looking at the other 22 cities of design that are across the world, and many of them have experienced natural disasters, tsunamis, earthquakes, you know, other things. And in each of those cases, there are examples of really using design to help build community cohesion through that community cohesion, generating solutions for problems. So tonight opens the Ishinomaki Laboratory Exhibition at the Carr Center. This is exactly what they're demonstrating post-tsunami, how design was able to help drive some positive solutions for the community. And we're really happy to have partnered with the University of Michigan to bring Ishinomaki Laboratory to the Design Festival.
So who are these designers that are working in Detroit? Where do they come from?
Detroit itself, and they're also new to Detroit, and from a wide diversity of backgrounds, whether they're architects and urban designers or industrial designers. You know, we consider the makers in our community to be the designers, you know, people who are making fashion accessories and furniture and home goods. And I think what I've been really excited to see in my time here at Detroit Creative Corridor Center is just how diverse that room is. It's people from all kinds of backgrounds, whether they're self-taught, whether their design is really produced by working with their hands, whether it's metalwork or artisan woodwork, or, you know, people who work with computers and technology tools. Some of these people are experts in user interface and systems, and other people are experts working with tools in their hands. And they're working, you know, not just in our downtown, but all across our city, and that's been really exciting to see.
One more question. I'm just wondering, in Detroit's downtown or the midtown or trendy areas such as Corktown, what kind of mistakes have we made or opportunities have we missed?
You know, I'm not sure that there's anything obvious to point to. I mean, I'm a longtime Detroiter. I've lived in the city for 17 years. My husband grew up in the city. We are deeply rooted here. And as people who love this city, it's wonderful to see the investment and the revitalization that's happening. In hindsight, there's always things maybe that could be done differently, but I think what's important to look at is the things that are really working. So when I think about what's happened in downtown and midtown, I think this investment in public spaces and third places that anybody is welcome, whether it's the riverfront or, you know, Campus Martius Park, they really turn into community gathering spaces. I think a focus on food and bringing people together over food, I think those are really positive lessons that you also see happening in neighborhoods. They may not be happening in the same scale, and I think sometimes they're just not noticed, you know, by the general public. They're not covered in the media in the same way. They're not lifted up in the same way. You know, I think there's some really positive things that we can point to. I don't know that there's enough of the misses to really outshine the good things that are happening, whether it's, you know, protected bike lanes, public spaces that are for all kinds of residents, you know, that kind of thing.
Olga Stella is Executive Director of the Detroit Creative Corridor Center. Thanks very much for talking to us about design.
Thanks for having me.